From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The country is seeing the biggest month-to-month jump in new jobs since 2006, but the Labor Department reveals that more unemployed Americans started looking for work again in April, pushing the unemployment rate up to 9.9%. We have more on this from NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
There were a couple of surprises in the report. One was the sheer size of the new jobs. The addition of 290,000 jobs far surpassed what analysts expected, and most of those gains came from private sector employment, posting the largest gain in business employment in 4 years. Perhaps as a sign that many believe the employment picture is improving, more out-of-work people started looking for work. Since the unemployment rate does not count those who've given up looking, their reentry pushed the jobless rate up. There are still plenty of people who consider themselves underemployed in this economy and want more work. That broader measure of unemployment rose slightly last month to 17.1%. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks are rebounding a day after one of the most tumultuous days on Wall Street, where the Dow plunged nearly 1,000 points before it recovered some losses. Last check, Dow was down more than 80 points at 10,435. The sharp drop was attributed in part to Greece's ongoing debt crisis and its potential impact on other European nations. Greece is making deep budget cuts and getting emergency money from IMF and the European Union. Today, President Obama says he told German Chancellor Angela Merkel that he supports the rescue plan.
We agreed on the importance of a strong policy response by the affected countries and a strong financial response from the international community. I made clear that the United States supports these efforts and will continue to cooperate with European authorities and the IMF during this critical period.
In Louisiana today, family and friends will gather to remember Keith Manuel, one of the 11 workers killed when the Deepwater Horizon oil rig blew up in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Larry Abramson has more from Eunice, Louisiana.
Keith Blair Manuel was 56 years old when he died in the explosion and fire that sank the Deepwater Horizon oil platform last month. He's the last of the 11 workers to have a memorial service. It's being held in Eunice in southwestern Louisiana, where his parents still live. They proudly say he was the only real Cajun working on the rig. Keith Manuel had only been at the facility for a couple of days when the explosion occurred. He was sent out there by the contractor he worked for to replace another worker at the last minute. As with the other victims, Keith Manuel's remains were never found. His family and friends will drop messages into a memory box, which will then be buried. Keith Manuel leaves behind 3 daughters. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Eunice, Louisiana.
Meanwhile, in the Gulf of Mexico, a crew is working to get a metal chamber over the leak from the damaged well deep in the water. This is NPR. The Icelandic volcano that disrupted European air travel last month is still spewing ash into aviation airlanes. But as Larry Miller tells us from London, aviation officials have been trying to dodge the cloud to keep planes in the air.
A 1,000-mile-long cloud of volcanic ash is hovering off the Atlantic coast of Ireland. During the last few days, the ash cloud closed airports and forced flight cancellations in Ireland, Northern Ireland, and Scotland. It's also forced a diversion of transatlantic flights. According to European air traffic officials, the ash cloud is moving south, squeezing available airspace and forcing planes into now overcrowded Spanish airspace, causing delays of up to 2 hours. In April, a blanket flight ban cost European airlines more than $3 billion and stranded thousands of passengers around the world. European transportation officials are developing ways of avoiding further ash-related disruption before the busy summer travel season. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
U.S. and Pakistani authorities are examining the information the Times Square suspect Faisal Shahzad has been giving investigators. One is whether he got help in allegedly planting the bomb or worked alone. U.S. investigators say Shahzad admitted to receiving explosives training from militants in Pakistan, but the Pakistani Taliban denies any ties to Shahzad. NATO is confirming the deaths of 2 more service members in Afghanistan this week. One was killed in a mortar or rocket attack in eastern Afghanistan. Another was killed by enemy fire in the southern part of the country. At least 10 NATO troops have been killed in Afghanistan in the last 7 days. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.